America, America, the home of the free.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is September 9th, 2020, and our show will be about current events, particularly the last week's events in the news cycle, both local and national and world events will be covered. Basically, what I like to do here on the show is strip out the fake news, give the listeners what's really going on in the news. This is a faith-based program. We'll start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach thousands, even millions, if you will, Lord. May thy will be done, and we're grateful for the show and our audience. Please be with each and every one of them in their homes while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. The founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media, Curtis R. Bazzelli, is a loyal member of Patriot Mobile and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us and fight for your conservative values with each call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Bazzelli when you sign up for service. We've got a busy week. Along with the Labor Day holiday weekend and the upcoming election, lots going on. Number one, I found it interesting that the World Trade Organization, the WTO, Roberto Azevedo, will be stepped down on September 1st. Any kind of thing, any kind of movement, resignations, firings, stepping downs, resignations, always key to note. Q tells us to watch the resignations, watch the people stepping down. And of course, with the World Trade Organization, that's another one. The National Institute of Health, Director Dr. Hannah Valantine, has announced that she will be retiring. Another interesting item here connected loosely to the coronavirus pandemic. Another one stepping down, another one retiring. We had news this week regarding Judge Sullivan. He's the one who's now handling the General Mike Flynn case. This case has already been charges dropped. Everything's been eliminated. It's been essentially shut down. Sullivan, a deep state black hat, in other words, bad guy, has said repeatedly he wants to review this and review it some more. Basically, is stalling, wants to let this go as long as it can, even though he himself knows that Flynn did nothing wrong. We've already concluded that. Now he made an announcement saying, I'll have my conclusion following the presidential election. Well, very interesting. Once again, timing is key. And a lot of these things are being done on purpose before the election, or in cases like this after the election. Now, Dr. Fauci in the news this week. Fauci now debunks the new stats from the CDC regarding the fact that only 6% of those with COVID that die are actually dying of COVID. So the CDC came out last week and said that of all the people that died of reasons, and they also happened to have COVID, only 6% of them essentially had nothing else. They just simply had COVID. Very, very low. These are damning statistics. In other words, there's no pandemic. In other words, there's never been a pandemic. Many people get it. It's a bad case of the flu. It's a bad virus. Some people get sick. Some people do not. Some people have symptoms. Some people do not. But all we've been hearing in the mainstream media is how awful the disease is and how many it kills. What they don't tell us is that people with pre-existing conditions and people with poor health and respiratory systems are the ones dying. It's not because of COVID. It's because of complications on top of COVID. The true numbers was really 6%. Now, this makes sense. This does make sense. It's what we've been preaching all along, that COVID is real. It is legit. It may be a man-made virus. Certainly is a, it's not coming from something natural or nature or from an animal or from a bat. We already know that it's man-made. It's genetically created as an orchestrated event to do this. But it's not deadly. By itself, it's not deadly. But the one to do is shut down public gatherings, small businesses, churches, and schools for all of these multitude of reasons. Now we find out that only 6% actually died of COVID. Now, Fauci comes on the air this week and says, no, that's not true. He debunks it. Now, Fauci is another deep state actor playing a game and a puppet, playing a role. His puppet masters tell him, you got to go do something, go on the air, make a press release, make an announcement to say that the numbers aren't correct. The problem is, Donald Trump has been saying the numbers are false all along, and they keep saying, you've got to trust the CDC numbers. This is where it gets interesting. The CDC put out these numbers. So the very people pushing them are now debunking or saying that you cannot listen to them. So once again, what Donald Trump is doing is trolling the public. Donald Trump is trolling. He knows he's right. We already know there is no such thing as a pandemic. This isn't a pandemic. Very few people are dying because of this. So now he says, well, the 6% dies per CDC. And the left and the Dems have the huge outcry by saying, you can't believe those numbers. They're wrong. So it's comical what's going on because of the two-sided nature of the deep state. Also this week, Walter Reed Hospital, Trump allegedly had a stroke. And then the mainstream media picks up on it. And what's trending this week? Donald Trump's stroke. Donald Trump unhealthy. Donald Trump unfit to be president. Those types of narratives that we've been seeing for the last 3.5 years. Now it comes up all over again that he's not well. In fact, the media is saying that he's had a series of mini strokes. So Donald Trump, September 1st, says, no, I did not have a stroke. I did not have a series of mini strokes. I am not unhealthy. He said, quote, it never ends on social media. The Dems, it just never ends. The statements, the lies and the falsehoods, it never ends. Fort Hood made an announcement this week that the Major General Scott Efland has been removed. He's the Major General there at Fort Hood because of the recent death or disappearances of 15 different soldiers. 15 different soldiers at Fort Hood have died or disappeared. They've got a real issue on your hands. A lot of this is not making the mainstream news, is not making the news at all. This is over a dozen. They can't find or account for or died. 15 soldiers on site at Fort Hood major, major issues. And who's behind it, if he is or not, it's Scott Eflint. He's been given time and time again to get this thing corrected, to get the research or the investigation moving on finding out what the culprit is here. And what we've got at Fort Hood, remember, Donald Trump, as a white hat good guy, and a lot of the military is, there are still many, many in the military and working for the military and the military brass that are black hats working for the bad guys. And this is the same in politics and in business. It's hard to differentiate the good guys from the bad guys. And there's problems at Fort Hood. There's no getting around that. The Drudge Report has been getting worse since 2016. Currently in 2020, if you read the Drudge Report, it's essentially 100% anti-Trump. Now, this was a formidable news source from independent news, and a lot of people followed this. A lot of people who were awake in the past knew not to follow mainstream news and started picking up on independent news sources. Drudge was one of those. A lot of people like Drudge, like the Drudge Report. But boy, since 2016, the tide has turned. This is almost one of those news sources that you want to avoid like the plague. Drudge has gotten really bad. It's really now a propaganda news outlet that's 100% anti-Trump. And so keep that in mind as well. The infiltration has gone over the top. Good news last week, Operation Safety Net on September 2nd announced that 25 missing kids were found by U.S. Marshals in Operation Safety Net. So lots going on here. We don't hear about too much in the news, but there are good things happening. Child trafficking, sex trafficking, human trafficking, all those types of things there's a dent being put in those numbers. The bad guys are being shot. The bad guys are being caught. Speaking of shooting, the DC police, here next on my news, the DC police shoot an 18-year-old in the back. This was September 2nd. And so there's more disruption, more problems. We not only have rioters and protesters, we still have issues with the police shooting civilians, this time an 18-year-old, and in the back, too. So that's not going to go over too well. We already have enough chaos in this country. Nancy Pelosi went into a hair salon, got her hair done, went on television, and did a interview. Later, it was found out that that was one of the salons that were allegedly closed, not supposed to be open, but opened up for her. Well, Pelosi drew a bunch of backlash for this. Enough so that she ended up blaming the hair salon, saying that I was the one set up, she said. They set me up to make me look bad. Well, the owner now feels railroaded, and on September 2nd said, you know what I'll do? I'll relocate my business outside the state. So Pelosi, once again, busted. She's in the hair salon, not wearing a mask. The place isn't supposed to be open. And she's the one telling people to stay home and wear masks. And it's the entire do as I say, not what I do concept. And Pelosi sticks her foot in her mouth once again. I am glad that the owner came forward and made the statements. Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the news. Allegedly, she presided at a wedding just weeks after being hospitalized. So anything with the Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg here is very strange. It's not really even been verified or confirmed that she's even around or alive. So start seeing all these random images of her, but never anything live, never anything in proof. Now she's hospitalized for her cancer, gets better, and allegedly presides over a wedding. This may be another form of propaganda in the news. Canada's top doctor announced this week that suggests wearing a mask because of the COVID during sex. And many people reading this, you know, thinks it's from the Onion, the Babylon Bee, thinks it's from a satire site, but this is what we're up against. There is so much propaganda out there, people don't know what to believe. But she did. The top doctor did suggest that masks should be worn during sex. So it is just too much. News on September 3rd, Batman actor Robert Pattinson announced that he has tested positive for COVID. Now, that may be the case. It's just interesting when top name, big name actors and actresses and athletes come out, because it helps push the narrative. It helps push the belief in the common folk that for that fear factor. Cleveland's West Side had two officers shot on September 3rd. This is more of the chaos, more of the disruption going on. Suspect in the fatal shooting in Portland is killed by officers during his arrest. This is September 3rd as well. The suspect in the fatal shooting. Officers try to arrest him, and now he is killed. This is all over social media. Now, more MSN propaganda this week. Comments taken out of context by Donald Trump mentioned that he was making negative comments towards World War I veterans this week. Negative comments, condescending, disparaging remarks, all of this. We get more and more fake news, this time from Michael Rinhol article, September 3rd, saying that Trump is saying all these things. Trump has to come out and say, no, that's not what I said. That's not what I meant. That's not what I intended. But who picks that up? Nobody. If you go on Twitter during some of these things and just watch what's trending, it's quite interesting. Everything negative about Trump was trending that day, about his disparaging comments. They were taken out of context. That's not what was said. And there's proof that that's not was said, not what was said. But they'll spin and turn these tales, and the common public, the gullible, unsuspecting public, believe it. Now, that story came out from The Atlantic, a magazine called The Atlantic. The Anons looked into that. That was where the MSN mainstream media came out. That The Atlantic is owned by a Biden mega donor supporter, which is very interesting. So they're doing anything they can to discredit Trump. Once again, it's not real news. It's fake news. Lots of propaganda. The Rittenhouse bail was set this last week at $2 million. This is more relating to the protests and the riots. That made news this last week. $2 million bail set on the Rittenhouse case. Allegedly, the Stars and Stripes magazine was defunded by Trump. This made the news this week. The very pro-veteran magazine called Stars and Stripes was not defunded by Trump. They were cutting back on some things. The media spins it that Donald Trump wants it defunded. Once again, they're trying to poke and prod to make it look like he's not in favor of the veterans. The large voting base, the veterans. If they can turn the veterans against Trump, that's what they're hoping to do there. You got to look at the big picture. He had to come out once again and say, that's not what I said. Don Lemon on CNN made a quote that Trump is trying to start a civil war. So it's the same characters, it's the same Operation Mockingbird characters that are playing a role that are saying the same things, the same negative propaganda. I found it interesting this week on Twitter. Sometimes you find some very good things on Twitter when people set up a poll. A poll was set up to say, who do you trust more? There was a simple poll. Who do you trust more, Donald Trump or The Atlantic magazine? Donald Trump had 71% of the votes, and The Atlantic had 29% of the votes. And this was not a small sample. You can click to see how many people are voting on Twitter. 127,000 votes came in on Twitter, and 71% said they trusted Trump more than The Atlantic. People are awake. The propaganda is strong, but people are still waking up. I think it's because it's so obvious. It's just so over the top. Donald Trump Jr. this week came out saying the Washington Post printed a hit piece on him, a hit piece, because he offered to sit down with them and do an interview. Donald Trump Jr. replied the day later by saying it was quite funny, LOL, because he recorded the entire interview and made it public. And it's very different than the interview published by the Washington Post. So it shows that they're inserting and cherry picking certain things and twisting things to make it look like Donald Trump Jr. is an idiot. Really made him look bad. And how he knows, you know, Washington Post, this is Operation Mockingbird at its finest. When they offer to sit down with him for an interview, he knew it's going to be bad. He brings a recorder, records the entire thing. They spin their hit piece. They release it. And he, the very next day, releases the recording audio of what really took place. Kind of comical, but it's so bad that this is even happening in the first place. In Portland, Oregon, the Portland DA announced they're going to drop all the charges against the rioters. 600 rioters had charges brought against them. All of them are dropped. Look it up yourself if you're interested. This was September 4th. The Portland DA announced they're dropping all the charges. All the riots that took place. All the fiasco that was taking place. Charges were brought. People were arrested. And what happens? They all get dropped. This is what we are up against. An assistant principal in Spencerport, New York this week, it's only 20 miles away from Rochester, New York, was on video in one of the protests. On video. Audio and video were captured where he's saying F the police on video. This is an assistant principal at a school just outside of Rochester, New York. New York's got huge problems, especially Rochester. But this assistant principal is on camera saying F the police. We have really creeped over into that whole next level of absurdity. Now to wrap up, final notes here that came on this week, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. The 1619 Act, Donald Trump mentioned that this was being exposed. The 1619 Act, the act that was done in the 1619, really is talking about, we don't have time to get into it now, but it's essentially rewriting history or the ability to rewrite history. And some school districts are going to push that. Donald Trump, once again, the troll troll master says, that's fine. You can go ahead and push that. You're not going to receive federal funding, school funding, for the school districts that are pushing the 1619 Act. So once again, they're trying to maneuver and manipulate things. Donald Trump's having nothing to do with it. He said, that's fine. Do what you need to do. You're not going to get funding, so good luck with all that. General Michael Flynn was in several photos this weekend on Twitter. with Q folks wearing hats, shirts, bumper stickers, and whatnot, showing his support. So once again, for those who do not believe that General Flynn is in and on the good side, yet again another proof was shown here this weekend. General Flynn most certainly is. New film coming out in November. It's a documentary about President Trump and what's been done to take him down. Now, this is a documentary, very well done. The trailer is out there about the whole Russia collusion scam, the Steele dossier scam, the impeachment scam. Very well done. This is going to be good. And so I think this comes out in, actually, I think this will come out in October. So it's going to be out before the elections. And so we know there's a lot of hit pieces coming out prior to the elections for the old October surprise, political dirty tricks. This one could be very good. Also this week, the Julian Assange hearing is taking place this week in London. That'd be something good to follow. Remember, he was extradited to the U.S. Didn't take place, didn't happen. All he did was leak things that were given to him. Not in the U.S. He's not a U.S. citizen, and he wasn't in the U.S. when he did it. But of course, the U.S. authorities are going to try to extradite him to bring charges against Assange. That has nothing to do with the U.S. Interesting case, and it will be good to follow that. New California wildfires broke out this week and last week. One big announcement on CNN says a wildfire that caused 7,000 acres of damage was caused after a gender reveal party. Local couple announced they were pregnant, wanted to have a gender reveal party. What's going to be the boy or a girl? Set off some sparks and a fire erupted. Well, that's all fine and good. We have to go back to November 2018 when the same story hit. This time it impacted, I believe, 46,000 acres were attributed of a wildfire because of a gender reveal party gone bad. Also posted on CNN. The Twitter account had two of the article snapshots on CNN's website posted side by side. They looked almost identical. Someone wrote, "What are the odds?" We have to keep in mind when we watch the news and the propaganda, there's a life cycle to the news. People tend to forget things a few months later. People forget to remember things that happened 6 to 9 months later. The CIA knows this. The intelligence operations knows this. Operatives for Operation Mockingbird know this. So they do funnel things through like that, reintroduce new stories. Number one, because it works. Number two, it's another test. They're testing to see who will expose them for the very same propaganda news articles being reintroduced into the news cycle. Operation Homecoming took place in Indianapolis yesterday. 8 missing children were found in an operation called Operation Homecoming. Also, Rochester police chief and 6 others will retire following the handling of the Daniel Prude case. This case took place, the death of Daniel Prude. It was announced back, and I think it took place in March, but the recent announcements caused all of the protesting to come forward in Rochester, New York. Once again, we mentioned this earlier in the broadcast, Rochester, New York, trouble. The state of New York, trouble. 6 more are going to be resigning. The police chief and 6 others. And also yesterday, announcement came, Dallas, Texas. Dallas police chief will resign on November 10th. So we got to watch the resignations, people stepping down, the firings, and all of that nonsense. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Also, QAnon, in closing, QAnon had 4 more drops just yesterday. Remember to follow those. Go to qmap.pub to get the latest on the postings from QAnon. There's been 4,638 posts. Please do your best to follow those, read those, and keep up with them. My name is Dan Hennen. Today is September 9th. Thanks for listening.
There are people making plans to change America. They've no respect for her, who it matters most to.